What's going on, guys? Today's episode, we have Melody Olivas. She is a content creator for our social media team. So you've probably seen her stuff on the Facebooks and the Instagrams for the company. She started out in Fresno as a barista, followed her passion, started her own wedding photography business, and now she's here with us. So enjoy her journey, because you just might learn something.
Olivas?
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
If you ever like get confused, think about leave us. Leave us alone.
Melody.
Leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, that's me.
But don't leave us alone. We're glad you're here.
Yay. I'm glad
to
be here.
Melody.
Hey, so classic question. What was your first drink of choice at DB? And what do you currently drink today?
Large peppermint bark frost.
No, but close. My very first drink was a blended caramelizer. Mm. And yeah, it got me hooked.
When did you start going through DB? Because you're from Fresno, correct?
Yeah.
So we've been in Fresno for a long time. But yeah, I think I first started going to DB in like 2013, 2014.
Okay.
So a year or two before I actually started working for Dutch Bros. And then I kind of graduated over the years to just a classic Americano, some heavy whipping cream, cinnamon sprinkles, all of that. So it's very generic now compared to what I was drinking over the years.
Yeah. Hey, full disclosure, I like a peppermint frost. Yeah. Not the creme de menthe, not the green kind, which that's good too.
Really?
Yeah.
But just peppermint, nothing else. Because I don't know if you had peppermint ice cream at Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I feel like I haven't.
And what you should do is get a peppermint ice cream milkshake.
Ooh.
Channeling my inner fat kid, folks.
Easy, pal.
But so I'm assuming you got hired in Fresno, it sounds like.
Yes. So I got hired as a barista. And yeah, I loved it. It was so great. And I worked under Brent and Genesis Wilson for like 3 years. And it was magical. It was a great time.
Why do they call him Pinky?
I actually have no idea. I didn't hear that until I moved here. And everybody was like, oh, you worked under Pinky. And I was like, I'm assuming that's Brent. He just went with it.
Because Brent is Sean Provost's brother-in-law or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he always called him Pinky. And so like that's...
Interesting. Maybe it's just a family thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but it seems like a lot of people do. And
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how I was introduced to him was like Pinky.
A lot. Yeah. Interesting.
Pinky ring.
Yeah.
That's weird. Slayer. We got one of those.
It's his rap name.
So I guess we should set the stage here. You currently work for us in the social media department.
Yes.
You do a lot of things, but definitely photography. Talk about just diving into photography. How did that start?
So I started doing photos probably when I was like 12 or 13. Mm. My mom had this like point and shoot camera that was really small and I would always steal it from her.
Was it a film camera?
No, this one was digital.
Okay.
But yeah, I would just take it and start taking pictures of like literally everything, like water bottles and soda cans, just everything, nature, trees. They weren't good photos at all.
That's art.
Hey, Andy Warhol, man, the Campbell soup can.
But that's what started it. And I was like, this is so cool that you can freeze a moment in time forever. And then as I grew older, people started asking me to take pictures of them. And it became really fun and moving for me after hearing things like, oh, I look so good in that shot. Like, oh, I feel really good about myself now. And that was really kind of what motivated me to keep doing that, because it was really special to like make people feel confident and love themselves in that way.
Is that how you would maybe pinpoint where it became a passion when you were getting all that positive feedback?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Definitely that. And then I started doing like art shows and I have a book published. And I started becoming a wedding photographer maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. That's really cool because I know people will always look back on those photos years from now or when they're super old and be like, wow, remember our photographer? Or I don't know, like just being a part of those people's lives and helping them remember that.
That kind of just led into you doing photography for Fresno.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. So I was a barista forever. And then it came to this point. Emily Wardle was probably my favorite mentor and was my manager at the time. And she's also one of my best friends now. I remember she took me out of the stand one day and was like, so what are we going to do with you next? You're obviously killing it. Do you want to be a shift lead or do you want to do something else? And she like had that conversation with me and kind of just sparked my interest. And she was like, I think that you are a great photographer. Like, maybe we can push for you to do that. And so that's what kind of got the ball rolling with doing social media for Fresno. And soon enough, I was their social media coordinator and I was running all their pages and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, taking the photos, responding to customers, all that fun stuff. But yeah, that's kind of what I started doing in Fresno. And it just became like a cool way for me to connect with customers and really just show Fresno what Dutch Bros was about and show off our baristas and all that good stuff. So
freelance business and company business is completely different when you're doing products, right? I imagine. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you come in there like, oh, I think I know what I'm doing? And then you're just blown away like, okay, this is actually harder than it actually is? Or
it was definitely different because when I was doing stuff for clients, it was mostly like portrait-based stuff. Whereas like with Dutch Bros, I would think, oh, this photo is going to do great. But at the end of the day, people really just wanted to see really delicious looking drink photos.
Yeah.
So that's something that I learned too, is like people really just wanted to get to the point. What's the best drink? What's the coolest, prettiest thing with whip and sprinkles and all that? So I think that that's what I definitely learned is kind of just adhering to that specific audience and what they really want.
Yeah, that's cool. How did you gauge that? Was that just likes and comments as your key analytics?
Yeah, totally. The likes and the comments definitely helped. And then Instagram kind of further like developed itself to now we can kind of see like analytics behind things. Like how many times was this saved and how many views did it actually get? Like, especially with videos, like
right.
how many organic views versus did it show up on people's Discover tab or whatever?
Yeah.
So that's really cool because Instagram can help out basically anybody at this point now. Whereas before it was kind of just trial and error. Like, do you guys like this? You not?
Yeah.
And now we can really see it for the facts. So
yeah,
it's cool.
It helps our world for sure. Takes a lot of the guessing out of it.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like then you kind of had already had your freelance photography business established and loved working for DB and you're doing a great job. They wanted to promote you, but they saw that little side hustle as like, oh, wait, maybe this is how we can promote her to that next step.
Yeah, totally. And at that point, we had 4 stands open and we were on our way to our 5th stand. And so it was just the next move to have somebody full time just focused on tending to our customers online and making sure those messages were being read and making sure those deals were being let known to everybody. Yeah. So we opened up our 5th and then we just opened up our 6th location too.
You're going nuts down there.
Yeah.
Did they give you a blueprint or guidelines or were they just kind of like, you've got an eye for this, work your magic. And if there's a problem, we'll talk about it.
Yes and no. There was definitely like those for sure things like make sure you say what day it is and make sure you say it's Dutch Bros Fresno. Don't just say it's today and have everybody be confused if somebody stumbles on it. So there was those guidelines that they had learned in the past from doing it themselves. But since it wasn't a huge focus, it was kind of just like trial and error. And luckily there wasn't a ton of error. I hope not. Kind of just following those, you know, common sense guidelines, I guess.
Was it like a one person squad? Were you the only one or?
Basically the only one. I had my boss too, Jacob Cantu. He did marketing and events. And so if I had any questions as far as like, do you think this is okay? What do you think about this? I would always go to him and like kind of double check and see like what he would think as well.
Yeah.
We kind of worked closely with events because we had a Dutch truck too that would go to like different places and all of that. So yeah, it was fun.
Well, to segue off of that, since you did work alone, was there anybody that you kind of looked to for like guidance or ideas or anything?
I think it would have been Jacob for sure. And then honestly, like my mom too, like she's not a creative at all, but you know, moms always are detail oriented and nitpicky. And she'd be like, no, that's weird. Moms always see things that you don't ever see. So
well, there's a lot of moms looking at Dutch Bros Fresno Facebook too.
So no, it's like, so true.
That's,
yeah.
That's a big part of your target demo. Right
yeah,
there.
Absolutely. So she came in clutch.
Way to go, mom.
We love moms.
Yeah. So you're doing that for a while. You eventually catch the eye of Mr. Sam McGeehee, our social media director out here. And he definitely mentioned that you were very consistent. You were putting out a lot of quality posts regularly and just, you could tell you were really working hard and that kind of stirred up in him. Like, I think I need to hire her. So tell us a little bit about that journey when he offered you the job and what was going on with your life and why did you decide to take it?
After a year of doing the social media in Fresno, I started thinking like, I can actually like do this. I want to pursue this for HQ. Maybe it's a long shot. Maybe it's not. That's what my next goal is. You know, it's really important to always have those goals, even if they're crazy, just to keep you motivated. And so I worked really hard to make sure our page remained really aesthetically pleasing and, you know, tried to provide as much content for all the other franchises just to get my name out there. And I did apply for a content creator job for HQ in January of this year, and I didn't get it. I was sad at first, but it turned out to be a blessing because I was still able to grow from that. It's also really great to be told no, because then you can take defeat and be like, okay, cool. Like I can just work even harder. Sure enough, like a month or two later, Sam called me and was like, actually, we want you over here. So I was like, perfect. This awesome. Is great. It wasn't really much of a decision for me since I had been working endlessly to be at HQ. Not getting the job the first time didn't hinder me. I still wanted to come here. Yeah. Even that much harder, I feel. So when he called me, I was like, yeah, let's do it. We're going to figure it out. It's going to take a little bit because I got to find a house in Grants Pass.
Yeah. Weren't you like actually out of the country or something when that decision was made and you were like trying to find a place to live, like not even in America?
Were you in Spain?
Yeah. So I'm a big traveler. I got the job, but I was like, okay, well, I'm actually going to Spain for like 2 weeks, maybe. Can I get still
Can
have
I
the
use
job?
My vacation days already,
like, do you still get paid already? Like, straight up, like, right
I was
that?
Like, I would be there tomorrow had I not have this trip already planned and paid for.
Sure.
And he was like, oh yeah. Like, that's fine. I went to Spain, Portugal, got back into the country, and 2 days later, I photographed Kocha.
Yeah, that was your first Portland,
huh? And that was my first day. And everybody was like, are you okay? Are you tired? And I was like, dude, it's fine. I'm like on my fifth cold brew.
Yeah. I remember it was so funny. They were like getting like your desk set up and like a little computer over there. And there's just like this vacant space in our office for like a week. Right. And I'm like, who's that? And they're like, oh yeah, it's Mel, the new girl. I'm like, I've never even met her.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Right on. Oh, she'll be at Kocha. Whoa.
Let's go into it.
First day.
Honestly, yeah. It was super fun because I'd been to Kocha before as like a broista.
Yeah.
And it was fun being on the other side of it now and just being able to, you know, capture it.
See the madness unfold.
Oh, yeah. It's so different. And it's really cool seeing people be there for the first time.
You get the opportunity to capture that first time experience for a lot of people.
Totally. And they're just so excited and so genuine about being there.
And we're getting Drake this year.
No, we're not.
This just in.
But that's what Shane likes to tell everybody.
Justin Timberlake, guys.
Oh, no.
You see, this is how rumors get started. Yeah. And then I get in
trouble. You're starting the rumors. Yeah.
We're not getting Drake. We're getting Blake. It's his like long lost cousin.
He's from
Vancouver, not Toronto. Yeah.
Drake cover guy.
Yeah. I'm Blake. I do Drake songs. Deal with it.
Start fun of buying now.
All right. Well, I do have to say though, Sam and I spoke about you and
yay.
He said, you still are working really hard and thought it was really cool because a lot of times when people sort of get the title or they accomplish the goal, they get kind of complacent, but you have not done that. Where would you say your drive and work ethic come from?
I definitely feel like my work ethic when it comes down to it is just I get to do what I love to do. And I think that's so important is that people find what they're truly passionate about because you'll never work a day in your life if you're really loving it. And so that's what I get to do as I get to take pictures all day long. And it's super fun. I think that that's what drives me a lot. And also having tried to work here for like 3 years, you know, just really, it's rewarding, you know, and I think every day like, wow, I can't believe I'm here still. It's still really cool and surreal for me.
So. That's awesome. Hey, we love having you.
Yay.
It's interesting having females around.
Yeah.
We could probably
They
use
were
more
like,
of them.
So you're going to be the only girl in the office pretty much. And I'm like, great. I'm just going to rail these guys in a little bit. Just, you know.
She's been great. She's handled it well and she's puts up with all our shenanigans. I did want to say too, kind of backtracking, when it came to consistency and having the Fresno page aesthetically pleasing and all that. Were you discovering that stuff on your own? Were you maybe diving into podcasts or books or taking further education classes? How did all that stuff come to you, like when you started making those discoveries of, oh, I can make this better?
Well, I definitely would look for other coffee companies, seeing what they're doing, you know, gaining that inspiration from them. Verve Coffee is really cool. Obviously, I would look to Starbucks just because they're so huge. You can use those things not as like, oh, they're my competition, but like as inspiration too. You know, you don't have to copy and paste everything that they're doing, but just seeing what they've done and seeing how you can apply that into your own work. And since I was doing like product photography as opposed to faces and people, it's a different niche. And so I definitely just kind of trial and error at everything.
Cool, yeah. No, that's great though, because Trav says it often, success leaves clues. So who better to gauge some of that stuff of than Starbucks, the biggest coffee company in the world?
Oh yeah.
Like, wow, that picture did really well and it looks cool. I can apply something similar to that. You know?
Absolutely.
Not a bad idea.
So coming from Fresno to working here in a team-oriented type style, what are some of the takeaways that you've learned?
It's really nice that everybody kind of has their own spot. We have a team just for customer experience, which is super nice. There's people doing this, and then there's people going to create videos, and there's people going to do like motions graphics and all of that. So everybody kind of has their own home, letting them have their own home and giving those tasks to other people and accepting that. You have your spot, everybody has their spot, and we're all working together as a team. So it's really relaxing, honestly.
Allows you to put your energy in the right spots too.
Yeah, because then your focus is all kind of in one area, and it allows, at least for me, to be more creative, knowing that I don't have to respond to all these angry people on the internet.
Yes, exactly. And you're a lover, and you do that with grace.
Yes.
But it is nice to focus on the thing you love the most.
Absolutely. Yes. Creating.
Kind of needless to say, with starting a business, traveling to Spain, all this stuff, you've sort of stretched yourself out of your comfort zone a lot in recent years. So how do you tune out the fear and just allow yourself to take risks?
Good question. I think a lot of people get scared to do things like go to the movies by themselves or go on this trip by themselves or just being alone, just because they're like, oh, I'm afraid of what people think of me, or I'm afraid like I'll look weird or I'll look dumb. Yeah. But I think the biggest thing for me is just to remind myself that we're literally all human beings. We all do weird stuff all the time, and everyone's embarrassed and everyone has done crazy things. So at the end of the day, that's kind of what motivates me, is like just reminding myself that everyone's a human and we're all on our own path, and just keep doing you, you know, whatever you want to do, just go ahead and do it. And I think that that's what really just fuels my fire to kind of just not pay attention to any other fears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune out the noise.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool. It's admirable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's taken a long time. I definitely wasn't born just out here. You know, I was very shy and quiet when I was in high school.
Really?
Her previous post on Facebook, like her memories, was probably one of the funniest things I've ever read. Very opinionated 2013 Melody is out there.
So like they're like crazy like Tumblr quotes and like Taylor Swift lyrics, and like they're like so dramatic. Like 8 or 9 years ago, I think I thought like the world was ending or something.
Oh,
like,
man.
Just
it's just being a teenager.
Yes. No, absolutely. I was so angsty though. And now it's just kind of funny because I'm like, wow, I would never do that.
Well, you're pretty young still though. What, 22, 23?
Yeah. So back then I was like, 14.
I mean, I'm just lucky that social media wasn't around my teenage years.
You have to post. It's not even that you get to post. You have to post. When
so
it's back then.
I guess with that being said, were you team Edward or team Jacob?
Ooh, this is so funny because we literally just watched Twilight for Thanksgiving, me and my siblings. We just watched it ironically because they were like, yo, Melody used to love this stuff.
You would have been like 14, so you couldn't not love it, right? It was the law.
Exactly. I actually had a puzzle of Taylor Lautner, which was Jacob, shirtless.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I got that for
Yeah.
I got that for Christmas when I was like 13 or 14.
You cried.
So provocative.
I know.
I have no idea. Yeah. I'm old and I was never into the Twilight thing.
You got the Bloods and the Crips.
Edward and Jacob.
Literally. Jamba Juice had a drink based on it. It was just, it was a big thing. Yeah.
So other than Taylor Lautner puzzles and photography, what else fills your cup?
I would definitely say traveling. The other day, someone asked me, like, is there ever going to be a point where you leave Dutch Bros and pursue wedding photography, or vice versa, you stop doing weddings to pursue Dutch Bros? And I was like, honestly, no. I love the balance, because all day here, I'm taking pictures of drinks and I love it and it's so great. And then outside of that, I am taking photos of like weddings and people. So I get both of that being filled inside of me. Yeah. I can do both. And so that's really cool. And then same for traveling. I try to take one big trip a year. So last year I went to Italy and Greece. And then this year I went to Spain and Portugal. And I just love the culture and being able to capture those moments. You never know what you're going to see out there. And just taking them back and then showing people here like what it is outside of the United States. And and really just being grateful for where you're at.
Where are you going to go next?
That's a great question.
Nebraska.
No, I really want to see the Northern Lights. So I definitely want to travel probably over to Iceland.
Mel, Mark. You're awesome. Thanks for being on here.
Wow, yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Probably should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Mr. Shane Tappan.
Yeah. So, Melody, if you could give one piece of advice to our audience, what would it be?
My advice is just simply do everything that you want to do.
Nike.
Kind of.
Yes, but, you know, just really think about what it is that you want. If it's with Dutch Bros, you know, do you want to be a shift lead? Do you want to be a manager? Do you want to be an operator? Those kinds of things. And touch base with who's in charge of you and figure out how you can improve, how you can be a servant leader. Really just keep striving for it. Really, at the end of the day, the world is yours and you just have to take it. Don't let anybody in your way.
Did you just quote Nas?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's a Nas lyric.
Girl, after my own heart, the world is yours. Cool. That's from the 90s, kids.
Yes.
Look it up. Nas, N-A-S. The clean version, not the explicit. Yeah. But Illmatic, landmark hip-hop album, y'all.
Yes.
Sorry, I've been digressing a lot now.
That's okay.
But thank you, Dutch Nation.
And thank you,
listening.
Melody.
Wow, thank you,
Melody.
Thank you.
Figure out what you want and try it. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't hold yourself back.
Right.
Why?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We love you.
Bye, Dutch Nation. Love you. Thank you for listening.
And Mel Single.